As we confess our sins, I invite you to join with me in praying the prayer, the words for which are available on our website and Facebook page. If you don't have them handy, please join us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, how good it is to know that your presence is not a flash in the pan experience, but rather a constant and life-sustaining reality for us as people of faith. You do not disappear or abandon us when the going gets rough, nor do you forget about us, even when we wander from you. Forgive us for those times when our commitment to you has not been equally sustaining, when we have not been constant in serving you, demonstrating mercy, or embodying the compassion that following Christ calls us to embody. May our faith, sustained by your constant presence, be a source of encouragement and hope to those we encounter today and each day. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Friends, having confessed our sins, we know that God's promise is sure. When we confess our sins, God is faithful. God is just. God forgives us and cleanses us from all that is not right. For this gift, we say thank you this day and every day. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from Paul's letters to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. And our next reading is from the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out here out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massa and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" As always, I have a very special message for our children and our young at heart. Have you ever heard those funny phrases that people often say to express that something is very, very unlikely or even impossible to happen? Phrases like, "That will happen when pigs fly," which is really just a silly way of reminding us that since last time I checked, pigs have never flown. Whatever we're hoping for probably won't happen. Or how about, "Don't hold your breath," meaning that something hoped for will likely never happen. And if you were to hold your breath for it to happen, well, you'd run out of breath. Another one of those phrases that we use to express that something is unlikely or impossible is like squeezing water from a rock, which makes sense, because when is the last time you squeezed a rock and water came out? Whoever came up with that phrase had obviously never read the book of Exodus, because our scripture lesson today is about exactly that. Now, if you remember, we have been in the book of Exodus with the Israelites in the desert for a few weeks now. We know that they were rescued from some terrible conditions in Egypt, led across the Red Sea by Moses, and made it to the other side, where they were free and safe. But then things started to get a little rough. As the Israelites wandered and walked, they started to wonder where they were headed and how long it would take to get there. They started complaining, as most of us would. And last week, if you remember, they were getting hungry. So God sent them manna and quail from heaven. Well, this week, the Israelites are getting thirsty. I'm sure you know what it feels like to be thirsty. And the thing is, the more you think about it, and the more you talk about it, the thirstier you get. Needless to say, the Israelites complaining to their leader, Moses, got louder and louder, and they got thirstier and thirstier. Things were getting serious. Moses wasn't sure what to do with this pack of whining, angry, desperate, thirsty people, so he prayed to God for help and for an answer to this impossible problem. They were in a desert, after all. God told Moses to take his walking stick and go to a very special rock on a very special mountain and touch that walking stick to that rock. And when he did, water flowed out, enough for every one of the thirsty Israelites. Can you imagine being in an impossible or hopeless situation, only to have all of your worries eased and all of your needs met by God in such an obvious but miraculous way? My guess is that you haven't ever been wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years or squeezed water from a rock. But I bet you have all been thirsty, not just for water, but thirsty or in need of help, or a friend, or a bit of hope to hold on to. I bet you have all had a problem that felt like there was no way out of, or there was no easy solution to fix it. I bet you've been in situations that felt like dead ends, or felt like you just wanted to sit down and give up. But I also bet you've experienced times when solutions did come, or someone did offer to help you, or you did manage to find enough hope to keep going. I imagine that's how the Israelites felt that day in the wilderness. You see, when Moses touched that rock, water flowed out, but so did hope. This scripture lesson is a good reminder that God can turn any situation into an opportunity to show love and care towards us. God hears our thirsty cries too. And God will always respond, often in unexpected ways, to help us in ways we definitely could not have imagined were even possible. Just like water coming from a rock to quench the thirst of the Israelites, God will take even the hardest circumstances in our lives and turn them into something that feeds our souls and helps us to keep going. Relying on and trusting God is sometimes hard because we think we're asking or hoping for things as silly as seeing a pig fly. But I know that God wants to hear from you, and God will always respond, not always in ways we might expect, but often in ways that are so much better than we could have ever expected. Let's work on keeping our ears and eyes and our hearts open to hear and see and feel God in our lives. And let's start by praying together and then ending with our Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. God, we know you hear us when we pray to you. Even when our prayers sound an awful lot like complaints, or are filled with things that seem impossible or unlikely. We need your help, God. Thanks for listening to our bold prayers and for responding to us and for meeting our needs in big and small ways. Help us to never underestimate what you can do with that which seems impossible or hopeless. You are all the hope we need. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.